This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning.
Now, you are doing a very important role. Can you tell us what corporate social responsibility is?
Corporate social responsibility is not a new idea, but it goes through almost permanent reinvention as different ideas are added to the concept. But the basic concept is that it's about the responsibility of an organisation for its impact on society and the environment. So it requires organisations to think very carefully about the full range of their impacts, financial, economic, environmental, social, and so forth.
Right. Now, you see companies like Airbnb recently did this at the Super Bowl. IKEA just won a design award for their engagement on corporate social responsibility. Is there benefits in it for big businesses to get on board with this?
Oh, definitely, definitely. The classic business case for corporate social responsibility is about risk management, risk mitigation and management, and reputation enhancement. But some of the newer evolutions of corporate social responsibility also provide opportunities for companies to be very innovative in addressing social or environmental or economic problems where they are able to have an influence.
Is it a little bit about brand management to some degree, where you see big businesses doing community initiatives, etc., looking after, in IKEA's case, refugee housing? Is it also not just about getting the need met, but making their brand look responsible as well?
There's an element of that, but if it's just about appearances and not about substance, it won't work. And also, corporate social responsibility is a concept that's embraced by lots of companies, not just business to consumer. So for many companies, it's not about brand. It might be more about local communities. It might be more about their workforce. It might be more about developing a sustainable supply chain that's free from human rights and environmental abuses. So brand can be a factor, but it's not always the strongest factor, and for some companies it's not a factor at all.
This conversation about corporate social responsibility seems to be a developed world, a first world conversation. Do we see these kind of things happening in developing worlds?
Yes, we do. And it's true that the concept originated probably in the developed world, probably in the United States, and in the early part of the 20th century, and then in the latter part of the 20th century in Europe and Australia. But it is practiced all around the world, and there are differences between the developed and the developing world, and also differences between specific countries. So, for example, in Japan, you find a very big focus on the environment and on employees, whereas here in Australia, one of the newest areas that companies are starting to look at is sustainable supply chain. So there will be differences. Generally speaking, in the developed world, in the developing world, you might find a bigger focus on empowering economic participation of poor people. That will be also a very, very big one in the developing world, whereas here in Australia, you might see a bigger focus on environmental issues and on workplace issues, although we still do need programs that address inequality.
Are there any particular hurdles for businesses who want to implement initiatives that reflect corporate social responsibility?
Now, the biggest hurdle is the mindset, and there has to be an understanding at the most senior levels of the organisation about the nature of the organisation's responsibilities, both direct and indirect, both near and far, and there has to be a willingness to address those responsibilities in a positive way. So the single biggest hurdle that we find anywhere is in the mindset and the will to do something. Once the eyes are opened and the mind is open to these ideas, there's really relatively few roadblocks in any organisation.
I kind of think of 80s capitalism and then the idea of social responsibility on some levels being incompatible because, you know, from a capitalistic point of view, isn't the goal of a business to make as much money as possible the best way possible? And doesn't the idea of social responsibility, shouldn't that be left to non-profits?
No, not at all. Profits and responsibility are 100% compatible. And The idea that you have to reduce profits to be socially responsible is quite an old-fashioned idea, and is not at all the case. And some more recent variations on the concept of social responsibility, like shared value, for example, which has become very popular in Australia and the United States, is the idea that businesses should look to develop profitable new services and products that address social needs. So it is quite directly using the profit motive in order to enhance social responsibility.
How do you think it's all going to look in the future? Do you think more companies will be coming on board?
I do. I think that we'll continue to see a proliferation in the types of concepts that companies embrace in relation to their relationship with society and their stakeholders. So right now, ideas about corporate social responsibility and sustainability and shared value are quite prominent here in Australia. So I think that we will continue to see a proliferation of those concepts, and newer ideas that have been introduced in Europe, like the circular economy, is going to become more important here. And it will make it possible for more different kinds of organisations to really think about their own unique take on this. Mm. The other big influence on business and society now is the Sustainable Development Goals, which have been endorsed by Australia and were adopted by the United Nations about a year and a half ago. And this is like a fix-it list for the entire world, and it addresses organisations and companies and not-for-profits as well as government, and it sets out a series of 17 goals which are important for the future of the planet and people. And it has been a real catalyst to more thinking in the business world in Australia, and we're now starting to see more companies use these goals to set ambitious new targets to either reduce negative environmental impacts or improve equity and equality or improve their supply chain practices and so on.
I would imagine with those sustainability goals that we'd see in certain sectors that having a really large impact and in other sectors not so much. So, you know, forestry, mining, automotive industries might have a really serious look at something like that, but maybe a banking industry would go, oh, that's not something that we necessarily need to worry about. Are there industry sectors that are kind of lagging behind on looking at these sustainability goals?
Well, it's true that different industries have different types of impacts, and the broader and deeper the impact, the more likely it is that that industry is getting to grips with the nature of its corporate social responsibility. It's very easy to see the big environmental and local community impact of mining, for example, but banking is very serious about its social responsibility. If you think about the social and economic impact of banking, it's profound, and there is no person, no family, no business, no household in this country that's not affected by a bank or by the banking industry. And the banks have made some very serious efforts to get to grips with the nature of corporate responsibility. For example, financial inclusion and financial management literacy programs are quite popular now with the banks. But it is a field where expectations are constantly evolving, and it's very important for industries and businesses to keep up with where sentiment is heading and where societal expectations are heading. So in the case of the banks, for example, even though at an international level our big four Australian banks compare very, very well with the best banks in the world, we still see them slipping behind today where expectations are at in terms of the way they deal with customers. And so there has been a huge amount of scrutiny placed on them recently by the federal government. And I think that's a sign for the banks that despite the excellent commitments they have made in the past, they are still gaps in their approach. And there is still a need to think very, very carefully about the full range of their impacts on customers and to put in place policies and processes that really address the impacts on customers in the best possible way.
Dr. Leora Black, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.
Awesome. Thank you.